show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
We gotta do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Toga party.
Over there, in the media corner.
Toga, 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 toga.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for Craig's birthday. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, this is a little self-indulgent. We're going to do a special for the better half of this show. I am Chuck Tomasi, and the birthday boy is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm feeling old.
As well as usual. What are you now, 80, 90?
Yeah, I need a walker now.
Hey, we've got a whole...
Now,
yeah.
Now I got a chance to use those high contrast themes in on the Mac, so I can see what I'm doing.
He's gone up to 72-point font on the screen, and he's lowered his resolution back to 640 by 480 to get maximum character size.
That's right.
We have a party to do. We've brought in a live DJ.
Oh, really?
Okay, a series of live DJs. Check it out. Roll them tunes. And we've got a crowd of people waiting to come in. Open the doors. Bring them on in.
Okay. Hey there, come on in.
And we've got a party going for Craig's birthday.
Ooh, hey man, how's it going? Hey, what's up over there? Hey, wow, this is cool.
Nice shoes.
Yeah.
The refreshments are over there.
Oh,
go have yourself a good time.
Sweet. Open bar?
And Craig and I are going to go over here where it's a little quieter.
But Chuck, I want to check out the open bar.
Okay. You're paying. We don't mind.
Oh, no, let's go over here then.
And we got all kinds of voicemail that came in. So let's sit back. We've got some guests that are going to show up at the party. We've got some funny dressed people that are...
some funny dressed people like me?
Yeah, I love your outfit. What do you... I'm not even going to say.
It's the only orange tux I had. Hey, can you dig the ruffles?
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Sweet. All right, let's see who our first message is from.
All right.
So I'm driving around in Philadelphia, and I'm thinking to myself, I need to do something. And I'm listening to this podcast, and I'm like, I know what it is. Happy birthday.
I believe that was Matt.
That's what I was thinking. I wasn't sure. Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool.
Happy birthday to you, Craig.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to take another sip of Red Hook Winter Hook.
Hey, wait.
No, yeah?
See, I didn't visit the open bar. I got nothing.
Hey, and we'll take another message.
Hey there, I just wanted to call and tell you, happy birthday. I've known you all my life.
Cool.
And you're just a fantastic guy. And I just couldn't let it go without giving you a call and just wishing you happy birthday.
I hear you.
Because, like, you're just made out of 100% awesome.
That's right.
So, here again, happy birthday. Here's to you.
Thanks, man.
Who is that? Captain Kirk?
Yeah, that was Kirk calling from beyond the grave.
It'd be nice if these people... He's not dead!
Yes, he is.
Well, okay, the character is dead, but William Shatner's not dead.
No, you said Kirk's.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry I can't hear you through all my awesome.
Yeah, that was me calling through the future.
You had to call and wish yourself happy. How old were you when you called?
I was 38. That was last year.
Wow, great phone service.
Yeah, you're just now getting to it.
hey there, Craig. This is Walter.
Hey, Walter.
I'm calling to say happy birthday to you there, Sonny.
Thank you, boy.
I know you've been getting our mailings and stuff to you, you know, those AARP things. Yeah, you shouldn't throw those away. Those are important when you get up to our age there, you know. And you know, don't be ashamed of your age, Craig. You know, 15% off at Sizzler after 4 o'clock. That's pretty special, and that adds up. Don't forget about that. So, you know, but nope, embrace the shuffleboard and AARP and all that stuff, and have a good birthday. Yeah, that's it. Have a good birthday, Craig.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Alright.
Dude, I just had this vision of Craig playing shuffleboard on the Wii. You could totally do it, too.
That's the sad part, is it actually sounds pretty cool. That's funny.
Geek knows no age.
That's pretty good.
All right, let's move on. Wow, I hope we can get through these without blowing a lung out.
Is that available on Amazon, by the way?
Hey there, Craig again. Sorry, this is Walter.
Hey, Walter.
Hey. What is it again? Oh,
sucks getting old.
Oh, 101. That's right. Bye.
What's that, your age, 101?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's my age. Don't make fun of me, Sonny.
But wait, there's more. I think that's it for Walter.
Okay.
He had to turn in by 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
His medication wore off.
He met the early bird special. He's ready to go home.
Hey, happy birthday, Craig. This is Norbert Davis from Totally Cool Tech
Norb.
Podcast. I want to say it's been a pleasure listening to you, and even though you're getting older, you're probably collecting Social Security now.
Yep.
You still can podcast pretty good, so you don't need that little blue pill or anything like that.
Ooh!
All right, keep it up, Craig. Talk to you later.
Holy cow.
Did you take the blue pill or the red pill?
I don't remember. That's the problem.
I don't remember.
It's whatever the doctor ordered, right?
That's right.
Hey, this is Brad P. Friend Jay and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast calling to wish Craig a happy birthday. Hopefully he gets this. There is nothing like leaving a message at the last possible minute. Craig, I know that you feel like you're getting old, but trust me, there's lots of us who are getting old together, and at least you're getting old faster than I am. So, happy birthday. Talk to you later, man. Bye.
Thank you.
So, how are you liking the party so far?
You know, it's kind of nice in here. Got a nice atmosphere. Everybody's dancing over there. Got the open bar that I still haven't been to yet.
Check out the guy dancing over there. Looks like he's having a seizure.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Who is he?
Oh, he is having a seizure. That ain't good.
No, it's not.
Just ignore him.
You do have insurance here, right?
I thought you did.
Oh, where's the back door?
We're going to need some additional donations in the tip jar this month.
Yeah, cover insurance costs. Or the
yeah, what's he going to do? Sue us for all
$6? Well, six, yeah.
Oh, wait, we're not incorporated.
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, we are in trouble.
Pretend you didn't see him and stop staring at the blonde.
Yeah, we're now Technorama LLC.
We'll figure out what that stands for later.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can come up with some geek acronym, LLC. It sounds...
IRC.
It sounds like an 80s or 90s rap artist. I'm LLC.
Yo, check it out. Yo.
We have another message.
Oh, no, another message.
Hello, Craig. This is Bruce.
Bruce.
As a member of the Opera Singers Union, and in fact...
Oh, no.
Formerly the head of the local... Opera Singers Union here in Kansas City, I have to be very careful that it's I
Robo
do not
Bruce.
Do anything which could be misinterpreted as a copyright violation in regards to melody. Also, I will not be able to use the word happy and the word birthday consecutively during this call. This will be a huge limitation, but there is no limit to the wishes that I send to you for a great birthday. Thanks. Bye.
That was Robo Bruce.
That was, it sounded like, you ever play that game Taboo? You pick a card and it says, you know, like, Albert Einstein, and you're not allowed to use the following five words. Physicist, nuclear, relativity, E equals MC squared.
And pickle.
He's not allowed to wish you happy birthday without the words happy and birthday.
Wow, good luck with that.
Bruce also took his medication this afternoon.
He sounded like he did. Took Ritalin. Overdosed on
Robo
it.
Robo Bruce, is that what you called him?
Yeah, Robo Bruce. Hello.
Oh, he should have digitized that one. Hello, this is Bruce. Whoa, he's got one of those things in his throat. He's got his larynx removed.
Hello, this is Bruce.
He's got a whole one of his things up to his throat.
Oh my God, he's coming right for us.
Sounds like he's shaving the whole time while he's talking.
I want one of those.
You do?
Those would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
My name is Bob. Welcome to Technorama.
I don't need one. I can do it myself.
Hello. Hello.
Speaking inhale
back.
Happy
birthday, Craig.
My stomach's going to hurt after tonight.
Good. Then my work is done.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty big place. Huh. Yeah. What do you think? Thanks. Big enough for all the Technorama users to wish Craig, a happy birthday. Nah. Better go with the Dyson Spheres.
Wow, when you have a big party, Craig, you have a big party.
I need a place so large I can stick a star in the middle of it.
And not even heat the whole thing up. Yes, right. But it's maximum efficiency. Hey, how do you get night in a Dyson Sphere anyway?
Probably the same way you do in Alaska. You have to have, you know, shades everywhere so you can close them up and go to sleep.
You ever read Ringworld?
No, I'm sorry I haven't, but it's on my list of should reads.
It's on my record-breaking longest book ever read. I'm not done with it after 4 years, but I keep picking it up from time to time and read another 20 pages and then set it down for 6 months.
Is it that the book's long, or it's just that you're taking that long to read it?
It's taking me that long to read it. I'll start reading it, and then I'll have to read something else either for work or for the dummies book or whatever. But the idea is it's not a Dyson sphere. It's more like a ribbon that goes around this star.
Yes.
And they have this series of, like you said, shaded areas, these rectangles that sort of hover, you know, a mile or so above the surface. And that's the night.
To give you like a moon effect type thing.
So it looks like this light, dark as you go around the ribbon. It's kind of cool. But I wish I could finish it. I may have to read it again because it loses continuity when you read it that haphazardly.
I mean, it would take years to read something. Yeah, I would think so.
Well, you know, but then again, if you're marooned on something for 6 months and it takes you 6 months to read the book, it's very real time.
Yeah. Well, hey, well, you ever seen Halo, right? The game?
No.
Well, part of the game takes place on like a ring world type thing. It's like you said, it's like a ribbon, just like what you talked about. The Dyson sphere actually closes across around a star. Now, I can only imagine the difficulties in trying to construct something like that. You know,
where would you get the raw materials? You'd have to like pancake the Earth really thin.
Yeah. Oh well, it'd have to be really big to go around the star. Plus, think of the heat. You know. I don't know.
You'd be using 100% of the energy.
You know what? I think I should probably read some of those books so I can see how they did that.
Who's the man who's the Dyson Sphere's named after?
Richard Dyson.
Not Richard.
He was the original host of Family Feud.
That was Richard Dawson. Incorrect answer. Over to the Smith team.
Hey, it sounded good.
Freeman Dyson.
Oh, okay. Right.
20-sided Dyson.
Yeah.
It's slicing. It Dyson. It makes Julian fries. Next message.
Yes. Yes, please.
Today's your birthday. Oh, happy birthday. Viruses, Trojans, and spyware. Computers dying everywhere.
Sing along.
On your birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
Wow. That's cheerful.
Whenever they says, it's your birthday, I'm ready for somebody to go, you know, it's like the Monty Python.
He was quite cheerful in that.
Yeah,
that sounded digitized.
Today's your birthday.
Talking in backwards is not considered digitizing, Chuck.
I'm not talking backwards.
I mean,
I'm just
inhaling.
Ripping out my larynx.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, I can. It's like when somebody dislocates their shoulder. I could dislocate my. Never mind.
I think it's already working.
I slipped. So it's been a long day. This has been an interesting week. I'm trying to hire two people in Malaysia. I'm interviewing two people for one position in our home office where I work, and I have one leaving. So I'm not getting ahead in life.
Wow. It sounds like you're spinning your wheels in some mud.
Yeah. Hey, you want a fun time? Interview somebody from a foreign country over a bad phone connection. That's great. So, tell me about a time when you had a program almost done and somebody changed the requirements at the last minute.
I don't understand your question. No. I don't understand your
question. I'm sorry, your dog what?
It's kind of like when we use Skype and it doesn't behave.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah, and that was by 9 o'clock.
You know, half of my podcasting career, that has been the case. We're fighting Skype in some form or fashion, you know?
Oh, man.
I think that's actually added a couple years to my life.
Yeah. Sure it has. But we're good at squashing that bug, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it seems to be working now.
You know, sometimes I feel like the Wizard of Oz. Sometimes I've... Oz...
Yeah.
For...
The...
You feel like the Wizard of Oz. I feel like the Wizard of Oz, where it's, you know, turn the crank, pull the lever, push the button.
Yeah.
And then somebody pulls the curtain away.
Yeah.
Is that all he's doing?
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Hang on, I gotta go talk to the DJ here for a sec.
Alright, yeah, do that. I can go hit the open bar here.
Hey, excuse me! Mr. DJ? Yeah. Who is this? This is the Dirty Dex remix. I'm watching the album go around and I'm getting very dizzy. Okay. DJ wishes you happy birthday, Craig.
Oh, thanks, man. You're the man.
All right. At the end, we'll tell you who all these artists and songs are and where you can get them.
Cool.
We didn't just make this stuff up.
No. Yeah, we make music all the time, too.
We've worked very hard to pull this party together. I had to send out many e-invitations to get these artificial people.
Yeah. Lots of email that was in the spam folders.
It's pretty sad. How do podcasters have a birthday party? They fake it. And you, the listener, are hooked into believing there's a real party going on here.
Shh. Don't give all away. Hey, man, first rule about magicians, you don't give away all their secrets. Same thing.
It's kind of like when you're watching a movie, like Ferris Bueller, and he starts talking to you in the audience,
yeah.
And he takes you into the movie.
Chuck is so uptight. You can take a piece of coal and, hello.
All right, let's get the next message.
Yes.
Hi, Chuck and Greg. This is John Burdell from the Netherlands. Hey, Craig, happy birthday. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Cool.
Birthday wishes from the Nether. It's like he just ran through this party. Did you see him?
I know. Put some clothes on.
John Durholt, the streaker. Ethel, close your eyes.
I was just going to say something.
Don't look, Ethel. But it was too late. Jones. She'd been mooned.
And they call it the strip. You know, man, that song, I remember thinking that was just so hilarious when I was a kid. You know?
It was hilarious back
then.
Yeah,
well, of course. Yeah. It was awesome.
Ray Stevens was way out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that was before Weird Al came along, so those were the silly songs.
Yeah.
Although he wasn't, you know, the original silly song guy. Spike Jones had him beat, like, by 20 years.
Spike Jones?
Dude, you gotta listen to more Dr. Demento.
I do. You know, that's the problem. Okay. I didn't have Dr. Demento just floating around here like everybody else did when they were kids.
Okay.
I missed out on Beavis and Butthead and MTV and...
He ought to put out a podcast.
Who?
I'd listen to that. Actually, Dr. Demento.
Actually, he does, but it's a pay for.
Nah, that's all. That's lame. That's lame.
It's not really a podcast anymore, is it?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have pay for podcasts, but he could put out, you know, snippets or something.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Maybe he's already paid, you know, the licensing fees for everything to do it on the radio.
Well, you're Mr. Podcaster.
He's got a nationally syndicated show, so what's the big deal? I mean, NPR does that, ESPN, CNN.
Give us 20-minute podcast. That'd be awesome.
I think that'd be great. I'd love to hear some of that stuff again and some of the new stuff.
I think you pay for older episodes, like, you know, their classic episodes, whatever you call them.
Yeah. I'm going to start digging out some of my old cassettes with his stuff on it. Listen to that. I think the kids would love it. Well, I know Julie would. Lisa probably thinks it's stupid, like her dad.
You're stupid.
Dad, you're embarrassing me again. To 12-year-old, yeah. To Julie, to my 14-year-old daughter, she laughs. She's got such a warped, twisted sense of humor. Hey, Spamalot is coming to the... Appleton Performing Arts Center in May.
That's cool. You know, I wanted to see that. It came to Charlotte. I totally didn't get to go. But yes, yeah.
The tickets are like upwards of $60, though.
Yeah, it was a little steep.
Yeah, I can swing 40 for the orchestra or something, but 60 starts to get a little painful for me.
Mm-hmm. But hey, how many times do you get to go see that?
Spamalot?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a review on it before I went. Especially from somebody with a Monty Python sense of humor.
Just go. It's been out for a long time. You should go read about it.
Me? Read? What is this read of which you speak?
Well, you know, you got the internet, and the internet has words, and you just kind of put the words together and the sentences and, you know, go from there.
Wow.
So that works, Chuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. Look into the internet.
We've got another message coming in. I think we've got a guest.
Oh, guest. Okay.
Hold on.
This is Ron now. I went through the entire thing only to discover I'd sent static last time, and I... What? It is? Oh, hello to Craig Stark. Craig Stark. Hello. This is, Can I say my name? Yeah? Okay, this is... Hey, there's no need to get snippy.
I think he's a Tholian or something.
You did. And you didn't even tell me how this time travel thing works. What? Oh, defrag. Hello to Craig Stepp. This is Mark the Incyber, I mean the Encaffeinated One, speaking to you from the present day. Exactly. Whatever time it is there, that's what I'm thinking. Well, roughly. I mean, not exactly. At the same time you're listening to this, after all, this is a recording, and what? What? Oh, right. I would like to wish you the very best of holidays. Birthdays. Have a happy birthday. Right. You can get the transmission that precise, really? Wow, things sure have changed. And Craig.
Yes.
Craig, if you should spot someone wearing a blue overcoat and carrying a copy of the New York Times while you're walking around tomorrow... Mm-hmm. And they should ask you what you think of the current state of the micro-bit economy. You are to reply, I think that everyone deserves a 101 from time to time. There.
Got it?
That's it.
Okay.
I cannot say anymore. Hey, are you sure this is not too long? I mean, I would really prefer to not be cut off. I would really...
Wow. Did you see him go? It was like in a puff of smoke.
I know. It looked like a light show just kind of disappeared.
Look like it hurt. Yeah. Not sure I'd want to go that way.
It probably did.
The incaffeinated one.
The incybered one.
Live long and prosper.
Okay, guy, blue overcoat, New York Times. I got it.
Yeah, and the response is?
I think you need a 101 from time. No, I... Something. I'll figure it out. I'll play the show back and I'll figure it out.
You're going to upset the time-space continuum.
Oh.
Get it right.
It's not that important.
You didn't write it down?
Well, if I was worried about time, I would just go back and do it again.
Hey, beautiful thing about podcasts, you can rewind it, listen to it again.
That's what I was saying. I can just turn it back. I'll figure it out in a minute. Don't worry about it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We got another one.
Another one. All right.
Hello, Craig Skip of Tepkarama. This is Key Morris of Podcasting for Dummies, and I'm here with Sonic Boom!
Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom.
Sakura Blue.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Happy Craig.
Birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Sonic Boom!
Sonic Boom!
Magic missile.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
Wow. Sonic Boom is getting good on the mic.
Yes, she is. That's awesome.
Shall we explain Sonic Boom?
Sure, why not?
Because I think that was after we recorded our last show. We were off the air.
Yeah, well, some of the podcasters and that are on, at least in my Twitter group, including T. Morris and Merle Lafferty, they were naming their kids after us, or giving their kids superhero names. And T's daughter, Serena, was named Sonic Boom, as you can see why. Merle Lafferty's little girl was named the Pink Tornado, which I think is pretty cool. And there was others. Let's see, who else? Tony Mast had Kiddo Prime and Snugglebug. And I named mine Snaggletooth for obvious reasons. He just lost his teeth, so...
I'm going to have to think of some names.
Yeah, do it. Actually, you know, I started drawing them too, which they'll make their appearance here shortly.
Mine might be a little old for that. Although I do have several terms of endearment.
I'm sure they got some for you too.
Well, no, yeah, I'm sure they do. No, Lisa's always been my bugaboo. And she will answer to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can just say, hey, bug, and she'll respond. Well, all right. Well, I think we got another one.
Oh, another. Okay, cool.
Hey, Craig. Mark Shepherd here.
Uh-oh.
I hear you're having a birthday.
Well, no, not really.
Congratulations, man. Oh, and watch out for that big hill in front of you. Approaching fast.
That's all right. Soon you'll be over it.
Yeah. It's all downhill from there, right?
Yeah, when you're over the hill, you're over the hill.
I still feel young and stupid, man.
That's not how old... Well, that could be senility.
Okay, I still feel stupid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Senility's a wonderful place, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about another one?
Oh, another? All right.
Hey there, this is Steve Rickyberg from Geek Red. Real quick, I just wanted to give some very special birthday wishes to my friend and the co-host of my favorite podcast. So, happy birthday, Craig. I hope you have a great day. And, of course, 101.
Did you shake his hand?
Did I shake his hand?
Why? Well, he's got a good grip, but I'm wondering if you washed your hands after you,
No, hey, Steve, I appreciate that. That was nice.
All these people are great. Stopping by, I wish you a happy birthday.
It's awesome.
They're
Mark T. Everybody.
Cleaning
awesome.
Out the cooler.
Thank you very
that,
much.
For sure.
I know. That open bar is going quick. I need to hurry up and get over there. So.
Walter, man, that guy, he can drink like a fish for an old guy.
He's two-fisting it. Look at him.
I think he's making the moves on the blonde, though.
Ooh.
Oh, we've got one more. Apparently, you have some paperwork to fill out on this one.
Uh-oh. Hello, Mr. Stepp. This is Jonathan from ARPS. You have one of those newfangled things called an answering machine. I hope your sons or daughters stop by sometime soon so that you can get this message, because I know technology gets a little confusing for those people who are getting up there in their years. I'm in the middle of processing your application for enrollment in AARP, and need to get a little bit more information from you. First off, I need to set up a time where the AARP mechanics can come out and do a little bit of work on your vehicles. It's time to install that speed regulation device that is free with membership in AARP, which lets your car, well, it basically limits your car to driving 5 miles per hour underneath the speed limit. You're still free to drive in the left lane and annoy all the people around you. You're just going to have to do it at a slightly slower speed now that you...
No. Drive between the lanes. Follow the dotted line.
Let us know when we can come out and install that in the vehicle. We also have a free subscription for a number of magazines and would like to know which ones you would like. First one is RVs Across America. Now that you're getting to the age where you can spend some time traveling,
I want that.
We would like to send you a trial subscription to this magazine, and you'll be just in time to get the latest issue, which is the review of all the Walmart parking lots across the country.
Sweet!
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, sweet.
Put that on your GPS.
And another magazine that you might elect to choose is Craft Projects for the Inspirationally Challenged. And I think in the next issue, they're going to be working on taking those plastic grids and sewing some yarn through it so that you can make coasters for all of your friends and family.
Coasters are good.
Start now that the holidays are over, so you have enough time to complete those before next Christmas. Or the last one that you have an option to get is the Coffee Table Book of the Month Club, where we'll send you one large picture-esque coffee table book of places that you've never been to and probably will never go, so that you can set them out on your count on your coffee table and act like you've actually been there. And finally, the thing we need to get, the last thing, is your free gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got your choice of either a gift box, which includes a number of tubes of Bengay, Asper Cream, and 42 different vitamins that you can take to supplement the diet that your doctor's already put you on. And yes, you're now moving into the age where
42.
You are...
Okay.
In an all-medicine diet. So let's give up all those steaks and fancy dinners and stuff. It's time to take our pills. Or if you choose not to have the gift pack, we still have a few left available. Those stick-on-the-window compasses that goes in your car that will let you know which direction you were heading when you're out driving around.
Good news, everyone!
Please give us a call back at AARP so that we can finalize your application for membership. Thank you.
Okay, cool. A compass sounds good, but 42 vitamins, that's awful intriguing. Yes.
Wow. Did you get all that? Did you make a list of all these things?
I think so. I got most of it, yeah.
I like the compass on the windshield. But you know what? We're high tech. We've got a GPS to tell us which way is north now.
If I can just remember to take it with me.
And how to turn it on.
Yeah. How do you turn this thing on?
Can you spell USB?
Not anymore.
We've got one more.
Another.
Okay. Well, Craig, this is Mark in Memphis. I'd like to wish you a happy birthday and give you a binary low five. 1011. Bye.
What was that? The last one was the sign bit or something?
Parody.
Minus five. Oh, I can't even think. Depends how many bits you're talking, because the first one's going to have to be the sign bit. Would that be a 1101?
What do you say, 1011?
I can't think at this party. It's too noisy. Oh, that reminds me of something I said on Sunday to one of the first graders.
Oh, what's that?
We were taking turns playing Hangman, and this kid would not... like raise his hand to take a turn. He was just shouting out things.
Sure.
And I said, I'm sorry, I can't see you. You're being too noisy. And my daughter Julia looked at me and said, "Do you realize what you just said?" I said, "I know exactly what I said. It was a hint for him to be quiet and raise his hand."
Yeah.
But he didn't get it.
It's funny.
All right. That takes us to the end of the voicemails. Thank you, everybody, for passing by, wishing Craig a happy birthday. Craig's going to open the presents later and all the cards and things out of the Dropbox, kind of like the wedding reception.
Hey, are we done here? Because I want to hit that open bar before it's empty.
What, are you got to get to bed early tonight? Old age killing?
No, well, we've been here the whole party, and I haven't been able to get over there and get a drink, you know.
We want to thank the various bands for stopping by. Adhesion, Button Pushing Techno Heads, Pure Funk, AJT, Alona, or Alone, Axe, Brian Skabinico, and Stabilizer. And we're going to take you out with the Bold-Headed Broadcast, long version from Paul Holcomb in just a few minutes. We're going to finish this one out by telling you that we appreciate you listening to Technorama. And Craig, do you have any words of love for all the listeners?
Oh, you know, I can't say enough about you guys, because, you know, without you, I've always said that Technorama, you know, it's half a show without listeners. So I thank you and everybody that called in, you know, took the time to give me a message. I appreciate that.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, 100%.
For participating in all this and, you know, coming through when we needed you, showing your support. And if you want to call in for the regular show, remember the regular show is on Sunday nights. We release that on Wednesdays. We have a voicemail show on Mondays. So if this is your first time listening to the show, there is more content than just a whole bunch of people wishing Craig happy birthday.
This is a year event, man. What are you talking about? Every show is like this.
Now, we do this every week. It gets kind of dull.
You know, podcasts are kind of niche. We can always just have one where they always wish me happy birthday every day.
All right, so we're going to have to boot you people all out of here while we go through the closing credits. Thanks. Bye. Wow, they clear out fast.
Thanks. Wow. Who's going to clean the floor? Oh, got to go, Chuck. Look at the time.
Jeez. Get the mop. All right, I'm going to mop up while we listen to this last song. And want to tell you, if you got any feedback or you want to email Craig some happy birthdays, call the listener line 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. Or you can email at technorama@chuckchat.com. Lots of other ways you can get a hold of us. Again, if you're around on Sunday nights and you want to be part of the live action, you can join us on Ustream or Ustream.tv, something. Easiest way to find us is chuckchat.com/webcam. Or join us in the chat room, irc.freeno.net. Or if you go to the webcam page, you know what? There's a Java applet there. You don't need to download or install anything. We make it so easy.
Yeah. It's all very easy.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find more about them at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media at farpointmedia.net. I think at this point, we'll wish them a binary high five and Amscray.
That's it. Should I blow out the candles while I do it too?
Yeah. Okay.
101, everybody. Have a good night.
Take care.
The internet. Your TFO identity. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Tangled up tubes. Because it got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially.
I think it's absolutely essential to provide streaming stuff going on the internet. The tubes. Fiber optic network tubes. I don't have to have that kind of speed. I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And here we have this one situation. 10 movies streaming across that internet.
We are saying that they cannot. I think it's absolutely essential. In the center, whether you realize that, you're asking for regulation for massively invading this world of the internet.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not finished. But when we take fiber optics, really indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive commercial purposes, those tubes can be filled. Tangled up tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Why did we do that? Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
You can find all the music on tonight's Technorama at music.podshow.com.
I'm done aging for this year.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the toughs get going.